he kissed our foreheads and turned off the bedroom lights, he told us we were beautiful and loved. My twin sister had external headgear that protruded from her mouth. I had thick, tortoiseshell glasses, and as I mentioned earlier, we both weighed more than he did. Don't judge. Our freckles were heavy. Although I felt neither beautiful nor lovable, I believed my father in the same way I believed Mr. Charles. I knew God loved me and had a plan for me. Just as I believed my biological father, I knew I had to trust my heavenly father. Longing to be chosen and confident of God's love, I began choosing to appropriate the promises of God as my own. If God was for me, I must have been chosen. If His word was for me, so were all the promises it held in its pages. Despite the taunts, jeers, and shaming words of church kids and neighborhood kids alike, I developed a new sense of faith. My life and circumstances didn't change. My family lived in a small house with no air conditioning, next door to a schizophrenic neighbor who grew and sold marijuana in his backyard. We shopped at thrift stores and bargain bins. Crack addicts looking for a cheap hit broke into our house and robbed us. But in the midst of this, as my faith grew, I began to believe I was chosen. And I knew I was promised a life that looked different from the one that I was living. In a wide-ruled, spiral-bound notebook, I wrote down Bible verses as if they were written specifically for me. Jesus told me, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." John 15:16. Maybe it was desperation. Maybe it was childlike foolishness. Maybe it was real faith. Whatever the motivation, my 11-year-old self began to believe God was for me and chose me. God wanted me to be on His kickball team at recess and by His side and to hold on to His promises.